Hello, guys. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. Been with this great company, Mesilla, now for 5 years, and it's been an absolute great ride. Guys, we're on the front end of just a kicktail new year just starting off. We've had 3 Envision conferences so far, and we're coming up to our 4th, which is going to be in Rockville, Maryland. If you have not had a chance to make it to one of these events, please do so. There's a lot of great information that's being shared and a lot of great training. Last week, we had a fantastic call as we were starting to hear from everybody share their experiences from the conference here in Dallas, Texas. And, guys, one of the things that happened in Dallas, we had a little training that kind of got cut short. We might give her an extra couple minutes tonight. But Cheryl Faulkner, who is a Platinum Associate, her husband, Tim Faulkner, are Platinum Associates in this great company in Mesilla. They've done some great things so far, but they have over 20 years experience in network marketing. Well, they've made up to $1 million a year in this industry, and they've taught thousands of people to do quite well in this business. And they have a training that I've seen once all the way through and got to see a condensed version here this past in Dallas. And I asked Cheryl, I said, would you mind coming on to the call and sharing this? Now, before I bring her on, I want everybody to know we are going to record this in a video format tomorrow. Trish Winkler is going to do that, and she'll be posting that. So, Platinum Associate, Cheryl, are you with us?
I am.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time tonight. I know you guys are pretty busy, but thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much for asking us to be on, and it's an honor to be on here. And there's a lot of names that I heard as the call was getting started. And a lot of people have heard this training, just like you. So has it started to record, Terry? Is it already recording?
It has. But you know, okay. Yeah, it has. By the way, but this training, what you do on this training, I think this is probably one of the most important things that people could understand. They can't hear it enough. So I'm glad you're doing it. Thank you.
Yes, and, you know, I just want to encourage people with that, too, because it is something that you really want to hear 4 and 5 times before it really clicks. And, you know, if you've already heard it 4 or 5 times, then I always tell people that have heard it before, just think of it as I'm training the teacher. I'm teaching the teacher, meaning you're a teacher and you're taking this information to learn it so that you can go teach it to your team. And so I think that's where first we have to grab it. We have to understand it for ourselves. We have to implement that, packaging our story, and then we have to apply it. We have to see it working for ourselves. And once we see it working for ourselves and we're having success using this little application that I'm going to teach you tonight, then at that time, when you see that success over and over and over, that's when you realize, hey, I think I can teach this. And so I kind of want to just kind of set that expectation for people because, you know, this is something that if you use this and you treat this like a business, it will pay you like a business. And I think that there's a lot of misconceptions out there in this industry where we feel qualified just because we're excited. And, you know, we get a product or, you know, we find a story and we just are so excited about it. And we just, in our minds, sometimes assume that everyone we know is just as excited as us. And, guys, that's false. I just want to say, let's change the subject and let's say your favorite restaurant. Does everyone love your favorite restaurant? Does everyone love your favorite movie? Let's just go a step further and say, does everyone love the church you go to on Sunday? Does everyone love who you voted for? You know, so I want to kind of put that in a mindset for you because just because we love it and we're passionate about it does not mean that the person we're going to talk to does yet, okay? So we are here to be a voice. We are here to educate them. We are here to give them information. And we can do that professionally or we can do that as an amateur. It is our choice. It is your choice. And so that's why I want to encourage you to be a professional. And so, you know, as I talk about this training, the title is Packaging Your Story. You know, it takes practice. And so if you don't have a pen and a paper, I want to encourage you, go grab one. You have time. Go get a pen and a paper. But just like Terry said, it is being recorded, so you can always come back and take notes at another time. And you'll probably hear something else at a later time as you hear this more and more. But one of the things I want to kind of paint a picture of is when do you package your story? You know, when you understand this application I'm going to give you. When do you share it this way? And so I kind of want to set the tone and a scene so that you understand when you're in a position to talk to someone and you know that you're casually kind of conversation, like the conversation has started, right? And they say, well, what do you do? Or they're asking you a question where you have an opportunity to answer. And I think, again, this is where a lot of us fall short, because we feel that because they ask that one question, a lot of times as an amateur, we take it upon ourselves to just tell them everything we know right there. And so I want to paint that picture, because that's a mistake. That is not treating it like a business. We do not want to say anything until we can show them everything. So guys, if we can really understand this, we're professionals, and when someone does ask us, well, what do you do? Or, you know, that hook, that question that we're all waiting for, that's where your power line comes in. And then after that, you share your story, your package, your story, what I'm going to show you in just a minute. So keep with me here. But that happens in a two-minute window, and that's really just a hook. Because even when I teach you how to package your story and use this application, you're not saying your company name. You're not saying your product, okay? Because we want to say our company name and we want to say our product when? At our appointment, later, when we can show them everything. Okay, so I'm kind of setting the tone for this today to help you to really understand the timeline of when this happens. And one quick story before I get started on it. My husband and I, we've been married since 1994. Our oldest is 22. We have a daughter that's 21, a son that's 20, and we also have a 9-year-old. And this is back in the year 2000, so 18 years ago. I was at a soccer game with one of my boys, and I was just watching the game, but I started chatting with the girl next to me. And I talked to her about my product. I told her everything. And, I mean, we just had the greatest time, you know, 30-minute soccer game. And at the end, I still remember walking to the car telling Tim, that lady's going to get in my business. I'm so excited. I just can't believe it. I'm so excited. And I was genuinely believing she was going to get in my business. And then, you know, as I look back at this now, I'm like, I didn't get her phone number. I don't even know if I knew her name. But I just thought, because we had a great conversation, that she was going to join my business. And so the next Saturday, I was so excited to go to that soccer game because I knew I was going to talk to her again and try to get her in my business. And I kept watching for her to show up, and she wasn't there, and the game's going on, and all of a sudden her kid scores a goal. And I'm like, wait, oh, she's missing it. And then I hear her cheering. And I'm like, where's she at? Where's she at? And you guys, she was across the field. I mean, this is like 5-year-olds playing soccer. You sit with your team. She was on the other team intentionally. We're in a small town. She chose not to sit by me. She chose not to get near me. And I'm going to tell you, that day I will never forget, because I realized I'm an amateur and I don't know what I'm doing, because that is not the reputation I want to have. And so I learned from that day. And I want to ask you, do you have a situation in mind where you've maybe made a mistake, or, you know, it didn't go the way you thought it would? You really want to retrace your steps and figure out, what could I have done differently? And that's how we learn in this industry and this business. So I want to encourage you with that. And that's why this is so important. So it's called Package Your Story. You know, all of us on here, we have a health story and we have an income story. And I pass out these little coins in the training because it's so important for us to look at this as a coin. It's a two-sided coin. It's one coin, but it has a heads and a tails. We have a health story and we have an income story. And we have to be proud of both at every time. So the five things we're going to cover today is the five W's. And the first one is where I was. Number one, where I was. And if you're taking notes, I'm so proud of you. Number two, what I saw. Number three, what I did. Number four is where I am at. And number five, where I am going. And I'm going to go through each one of these. So if you missed one, don't worry about it. One through five, I will get through tonight. Terry has just said I get more time tonight. So the next thing I want to talk about is time. you want to be able to do those five W's within 2 minutes. All of us have a time clock on our telephone, our smartphone, the microwave, the stove. Guys, I want to challenge you to set a timer for 2 minutes and say the five W's. Okay, that's my homework for you. That's what I want you to work on this week. And I drew out a treasure map in my training because I want you to visualize we're stopping at point one and we're on our way to our treasure, right? So if you could unroll an old vintage treasure map and just put it on the table and point your finger to number one, that's what we have to talk about first, is we have to talk about where I was. Where were you? And now this is a question that only you can answer. Now, remember, we have two sides of that coin. So you're going to have an answer for where you were at that time, where I was, quote, unquote, where I was with your health, quote, unquote, where I was with my finances. And only you can answer this. And this is why it's so important, because it has to be truth. It has to be truthful. It has to be genuine. You know, for example, you can simply say, you know, my husband and I were at, and this is me talking, so it's very organic and I'm just spitting it out there. But, you know, my husband and I, we were at a place financially where we were looking for more income. You know, that's an easy one. These are very simple. You know, my husband and I, we were at a place where we knew we needed to make a change with our health. You know, whatever it is true, that's why this is you fill in the blank. This is your question. So number two. Oh, let me come back. Wait, I want to give you more things to answer. So under number one, I want you to put, like, maybe your age. You know, I think that's important when we're talking with someone that obviously whether you're on the phone or they see you, you know, they kind of have an idea. But it's okay to talk about, you know, your age, whether it's about finances or about your health, because I think at every stage of our life and every season, we have more to say, right, and based on that. So my career, my retirement plan, these are just things that can help you remind yourself of where you were when you got started, okay? So needing to change my perspective, again, my health, my financial situation. So those are things that are going to help you. Were you unhealthy or were you healthy, question mark? Were you financially successful already or were you looking for more income? Only you can answer that. Okay, so now we're going to go on to number two. So we're looking at our treasure map, and we're going to kind of go down the little path, and we're going to find our number two point. And that is what I saw, quote, unquote, what I saw. And again, fill in the blank. Only you can answer this. What did you see? And I'd like you to figure out maybe top two to three things that you saw here that meant something to you. And it can be anything. It's real. It's real life for you. You know, did you see someone else having great health results? Did you see someone else getting a great financial story? You know, or did you see an opportunity for yourself? That's what I want you to fill in the blank right there on that one. You know, this is a journey. We're on our way, you know, and this is part of that process. And we have to be real and true to ourselves. And what did you see there? Did you see that, hey, this is something I can do? I want this to be part of my journey. So the next one is number three, what I did, quote, unquote, what I did. What did you do? Fill in the blank. What did you do? Let's go back to that day. You got started, right? You made a decision. You took action. Now, if you took advantage of a promo pack, I want you to put that in right here, because what you're doing is when you tell people, hey, I got started, I took advantage of a promo pack, we got enough product for our family to get started on immediately, or I got enough product for myself to make a 90-day commitment. That was very important for me to really jump in strong and stay strong for 90 days. You know, because what you're doing is you're painting a picture of expectation for the person that's listening. Okay, so that's why I always encourage people, tell people what you did. Don't lie, don't mislead, be genuine and true. Another thing is in my notes, I have starting, getting started, and then you help others. You took action and you started helping other people. You know, a lot of us love helping people, right? A lot of us feel purpose and a calling almost to help others. And there's a reward in that. We're made for relationships. We're made to be in a community of people. And so that's something that comes naturally for a lot of us, is to help other people. And so be proud of that. You have an avenue to do that here. So number four, where I am at. quote-unquote, where I'm at on my treasure map. We've made three little points already. We're on our way to number five. But where are you right now today? And I want to always put attention on, you know, someone that's just gotten started and they're listening tonight and they've only been involved for a week. Or someone that's listening tonight that maybe you've been in for 2 years. Maybe you've been in for 5 years. You know, be proud of it. I want you to know, be proud of wherever you're at. Because we all go through seasons in life, which are sometimes valleys. Sometimes they're, you know, climbing, you're at the top of the mountain. But whatever season or valley you've gone through, you're still right here today. And so that's where it's so great. When we leave a convention or we leave a meeting and we're empowered and we're ready to start again, that's where you're at today. So, hey, you know what? You can say that. I've been a part of this company for 5 years, but you know what? I've just gotten started and I've set a new goal. And this is where I'm at right now. And you fill in the blank. So I want you guys to understand that, because we don't want to miss, you know, or feel not qualified because you're not brand new, you know, and you're learning how to package your story in a new way, but you're professional to do it. So that's why it's so important, because you bring credibility if you've been a part of this company from the beginning, or a year or 2 years, you know. So I want you to be proud of that. Okay, and then let me give you some more tips on what I have in my notes for where I am at. Your health story. What is your health story? And if you're brand new and you don't have one, then you have 2 to 3 other people that you can say it off very quickly. That's why listening to the call every day at 10 o'clock Central, the cup call, the charge up call, is so important, because you're hearing a story on that call. And then your check. Have you earned a paycheck? Have you earned any income here? You know, be proud of that. You know, because if we can all earn $30 a week, that pays for the autoship for a month. Now, are you comfortable saying I've earned a $30 paycheck? I mean, I think that's okay to say that. But if you're not okay to say that, hey, I'm earning an income that pays for my products. You know, whatever it is, this is a business. And so if you want it to be a business, we have to treat it like a business. And we have to be a professional and let people know that there's a return on their effort here. They're going to be rewarded. And so what is your positive experience? Fill in the blank. What is it? You know, hey, I just left convention or my conference, and I've set aside a few days every week to bring this to my area, and I am going to see a return. I'm going to start earning income. You just watch. You know, whatever it is for you, it's got to be real and genuine. And I put a lot of attention on this because I use the example of people know when you're fibbing, meaning you're not telling the truth. And then people know when you do tell the truth. People know when you're genuine. And if you're not genuine and you're not true, guys, it's like walking up to someone that has bad breath. It's so obvious. Like, step back, dude, you know, or lady. Okay, so I want you to understand, that's why this is so important. You got to look in yourself, and you got to be the one to answer these questions for this to be real and to work. And part of where you're at is, I started my 90-day goal today. So the next slide I have in my presentation is a picture, and it's one that's really amazing because it's you can Google it probably. It's listed as success. It's the carrots in the ground. You know, it's a picture of two rabbits, and they're on top of the ground, right? And we can actually see under the ground where the carrots are growing, okay? So think of like an ant farm, right, where those little boxes, and we could see all the ants growing around and the homes. Well, it's kind of like that. And so we can see a carrot, a giant carrot growing underneath the ground. But the roots or the sprouts of the carrot, the green at the top, it's really small. There's only like one or two little sprouts sticking out with this giant, huge carrot underneath the ground. And then the other bunny, he's holding this giant green leafy tree almost, because his carrot is obviously so much bigger. But underground, we can see what's underground growing, and it's just a sliver of a baby carrot. So it's a little misleading, if I've given you a good comparison, to picture this, because one bunny is holding this tiny little green leaf, but his carrot is huge underground. And the other bunny is holding the tiniest carrot, but a huge green sprout. So to us, up on, you know, if we were just able to view this picture from on top of the ground as the bunnies see it, we would think that one carrot was huge that matched the green on top, right? But what the story is we can only see what's underneath, and that's where it's misleading. And it's so easy for us to compare ourselves, other people. And that's what this picture is, because it's so important for all of us, because a lot of times we're guilty and we compare our business to someone else. And we compare what we think their business is to our business. And so, guys, that's what I just want to make sure we don't do. And I spend a lot of time here because this could really trip you and make you fall and slow you down. You can only pay attention to your business. You know, that's, again, being a professional and not an amateur. You've got to know where you're going. And I always tell people on our team that it's like, if somebody stops doing this, is it going to slow you down or are you going to keep going? If you have someone on your team that decides, hey, I think I'm going to just take a break and I'm just going to enjoy the product for a while, or they decide they're not going to stay on the product, you know, is that going to stop you? Or is your vision strong enough to keep going? That we just can't compare anything to anything but ourselves, okay, and our own business. So coming to my last slide is where I'm going. And this is where the pot of gold is right here. It's where I'm going. And, guys, this is what you've got to know. You've got to know where you're going. You've got to know your vision. You've got to know your health goal. You've got to know your financial goal. So fill that in the blank. What is my vision? Why am I doing this? Why am I on this call at 9 o'clock on a Monday night? What are my goals? What kind of goal do I want with my health? What kind of goal do I want with my finances? You know, and I always tell people do a 90-day goal, because that's something that we can really see and we can achieve that very quickly, 90 days. And then when you achieve that, what happens? We increase that goal and we go do it again, and you've got the confidence to know that you just achieved that goal. And you know you can raise your goal a little higher. And so it's so important to have that wrote down. And if you're not sure, get with one of your top leaders and have them help you with it. You know, that's what leadership is for. That's what your upline team is for. And you guys, this is the best upline I've ever seen in any company in 20 years. They are all here available for you, for me. And I love that. And I'm so thankful. So be specific. Be transparent. Be real. Be yourself. You know, one of the things that our favorite story is we were able to pay off college, you know, when we were doing really good in this industry and our boys got to that age, you know, we were able just to write the check for his first semester of college. And, you know, that's what this industry can do. That's what goals can do, you know, and that's why it's so important. So know what kind of income you want to earn here. You know, the back office and the dashboard in the library, you can log in and you can see the commission structure. You know, bronze right now pays $1,800 a month. Bronze. You know, that's a D300 on your left, a D300 on your right, and then 2,000 PV on both sides. You know, that's something that you can achieve here, and we can help other people do it. And, guys, when you help two people get D300 on one side and D300 on the other, and then you go help those two D300s become bronze, you move up to silver. When you help those two people get to silver, you're going to be gold. So by helping the people on your team, you move up in rank. And that's the beautiful thing about this business. So we've got to do that. We've got to be able to put the attention on others. We've got to be able to put the attention and our focus on someone else. And our business will be so transformed when we do that. So again, you got to know why you're doing it. Visualize your vision. That's really, you know, the end of my presentation. And I'm going to go through the last five again and say one more little thing, and then we'll open it up for questions, or I'll turn it back to you, Terry. But, you know, again, number one, where I was. Number two, what I saw. Number three, what I did. Number four, where I'm at. And number five, where I'm going. In 2 minutes. You've got to be able to say this in 2 minutes. And so I want to just tell you one little story, and then we'll be finished. But there was, and I used this as an example last week on my Tuesday tips. And there was a girl that she's probably listening in right now tonight, but she's being very teachable. She's being coachable. She's doing every single thing I tell her to do. And it's just so exciting to see her business just flourish. And she's just gotten started. But she went into her chiropractor's office, and she asked if they, I guess she was talking to the chiropractor, and she got them interested, but she didn't say anything, you know, like what it was, because we have to be curious. We have to keep them curious, right? Because if we say the name of our company or we say the product, what do, you guys, before the appointment? If we schedule our appointment like 2 or 3 days ahead, but they know what we're coming to tell them about, they're going to, I always joke and tease and say, they're going to get on their computer and have a late night affair with Google, right? And so you guys all hear it, right? So that's why I say we have to keep it curious. And so I want you to really think about that, because that's what she did. And she just got them interested enough to where she kept it curious, and she set an appointment, and she came back to the office, and she showed them everything. And guys, that's what I want you to do, whether it's a professional, like a doctor, or a chiropractor, or your best friend, or someone at church, your neighbor. You know, I want you to understand, we do the same thing for everyone. We don't treat someone that's at the soccer game different than someone that's at the doctor's office. We're a professional, and we have a script. We have this system that works, and it duplicates. So that way, no matter what happens next or who the next person enrolls, we're teaching and training the exact same thing. So I want you to really understand that, because it's our job to be professional. If we want to grow this company together and do it the right way, we want to stay professional and not be amateurs. Don't be the Cheryl Faulkner on the soccer field that lost her friends. So with that, I want to encourage you. And Terry, I'm going to turn it right back to you, and you might have a question for me or want me to expand on something. So thank you again for letting me share tonight.
I thought you did excellent. And there's a couple parts. I'm glad I had it muted out, because I was dying laughing over here. Real quick, I do want to hit on something.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things I could pull out, but there's one thing I think it's extremely important for people to understand in the network marketing space, is comparing themselves to other people. And you did say this, and you said this is a lot of times a place you expound on. And I'd like you to hit maybe a little bit more on that, because you said in that statement that people, it's not what they always see is always true, right? Can you talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that you really want to have someone else helping you with your perspective. And so whenever, and I'm talking to everyone that's listening in, you know, all of us tonight, we're at different levels in the company. Our rank is, you know, a rank 1 week, and the next week it may be at a lower rank. And so I think that that is something that we have to understand, that that's the process. And a lot of times there's an expectation that once we hit D300, then we're going to hit D300 every single week, and then we're going to hit bronze and hit bronze every single week, and we just climb this ladder of success until we're diamond. And that's a misconception. And so what happens is we don't have all the information. You know, in this industry, what I've seen is it's like climbing the ladder and you ring the bell, right? And you take, you know, like just for example, let's just say D300, and we are D300 maybe twice, and then we ring the bell at bronze, and we come back down the stairs, and we're D300 again. And then we come back up the ladder, and we're bronze, and then next week we're bronze, and we come back down the ladder, and we're D300 again. And guys, that's where I think a lot of us fall into this, you know, idea, because we see these people walk across the stage and, you know, they're at that rank, and, you know, we kind of think, oh, wow, how are they doing that? Look at what my business is. And what happens is, as soon as we put the attention on, you know, what they're doing, we feel defeated. We feel like something's wrong with us. But that's when you're not talking to your upline leadership. You're not looking at the blueprint of your business, because it's the long haul. And that's, you know, one of the things we talked about last week too, is, you know, sometimes people believe that when they hit gold or even platinum, I'm going to quit my job because this is it forever. You know, I've made it to the big day time, you know, but just like life and in the marketplace, it molds us and it limits us, meaning there are seasons and we go through valleys and dips, right? Just like real life, you know, and that happens here. And so we've got to be prepared for that. So we always tell people, don't even think about quitting your job to do, quote unquote, this industry until you have 6 months in the bank in a savings account, you know, because there are dips, there are valleys, And I think that it's so important, but we do put so much attention on what somebody else is doing instead of just focusing on where we're going and what we're doing. And when we can keep our attention on where we're going, we're not distracted. We're not looking at what other people are. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. This is for me and my family and where I'm helping them go. And that's the mindset that we have to have. But it's so easy to look at somebody else and be like, okay, they're doing that, I'm going to do that. If it's worked for them, it's going to work for me. And then we get focused in a different direction. And we just said it tonight in this class that wherever your eyes go, you will follow. Wherever your eyes go, you will follow. And so keep your eyes on your vision. They've got their own vision. Don't worry about theirs. So did that help, Terry, a little bit?
it's excellent. I mean, look, I could fire off questions all night, and I want to ask one more as we close out, and then we'll shut the recording off, and if you're okay, we'll open up for questions. In your background in network marketing, and you're a student of the game, I mean, you were raised in the industry, and you know a lot about this. Where do you see ASEA going? And where we are, what do you see this going over the next few years?
Yeah, and I knew this question was coming because this is a Terry question. This is your favorite question.
I love it.
Well, because I think everyone has a different answer, and it's really, pretty interesting when you really get to sit back and listen to other people's perspectives. And, I think for Tim and I, we've been involved in leadership in other companies, and so we always joke and say it's like the Wizard of Oz, and you finally get to a level where you can peek behind the curtain and you can see really the good stuff or the not so good stuff. And, that's one of the things where leadership is good, and sometimes you got to see some of the stuff that Dorothy didn't see along the way, right? And so that's what we saw. And, guys, I want to tell you that in 20 years, we've never seen anything like ASEA, and the hearts of these leaders and the corporate office team is just amazing, amazing. And I said it last week, and I'll say it again, Karen Riley, Vice President of Sales, gives out her phone number, her cell phone number at an event. I'm going to tell you, nobody does that. And that's just their heart. You're laughing because you know it's true. She wants to genuinely know what will help us in the field. I want to be with you. That's the connection. There's a heart connection here in the leaders. I want to lock arms with them, and I think that's, we all know the product. We all have our own conviction about the product and the science. And, that's all amazing. But it doesn't go anywhere unless the leaders take it, right? And the experience that this leadership team has together is just amazing. And I'll tell you, in 2005 when the company went to $1 billion, those leaders are, some of them are with us here. So that's what I love is they've been a part of the rocket blast to the sky for the first time ever. And they learned in that experience what was great and what wasn't so great. So they're coming here and they get to start something and do it again with a better product. And they know exactly what to do. And that's where my confidence is in them. And I think that's why we're going to be just fine. It's only getting bigger and better. So did that help?
And this is fantastic. Outstanding job tonight, Cheryl. I mean, it's truly outstanding. And guys, get this call to your peeps. It will be recorded for the next 7 days, and we will upload it on Team Limit. This is one of those calls you really want to study. And like Cheryl said, if you're driving and you did not have a chance to take the notes or go through this, do so, guys, and get maybe upline leadership and kind of go back through this. So I want to shut the call, the recording off, and we'll open up questions. So, guys, have an absolutely fantastic week, and we'll see you on the Highway Home Insight.